The Institute for Safer Florida says it will share best practices with experts, give businesses and schools tools to enhance safety, and advocate for legislative solutions. Noting deadly shootings in Parkland, Jacksonville, Sebring, Fort Lauderdale, and Orlando, spokesman Alia Faraj Johnson says more can be done to prevent these acts.
These horrible events have cost dozens and dozens of innocent lives. They have also left us with unanswered questions about what more we can do to make our schools and workplaces safer. This morning, we're announcing the launch of the Institute for a Safer Florida, which will seek to find those answers to those pressing questions.
But ISF won't talk about guns. Here's the chamber's president, Mark Wilson.
We will not engage in a gun control conversation or any legislation because that is simply not our focus. Others can argue about that. We believe that there is substantial middle ground. We believe that there are smarter solutions. Our role will be to help school leaders and law enforcement leaders and mental health leaders and business leaders to find best solutions, share them, advocate them.
Instead, the group is turning its attention to four issues: school safety, workplace safety, mental health, and public safety. It hopes to supplement findings of organizations like the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission. It aims to do that by fostering communication between law enforcement, school staff, and mental health experts, and by researching and sharing public safety programs. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.